Let me get this straight, Dean. A touchdown and a sack in the same game. This has got to be football heaven. How do you feel?
It's a pretty good day. You know, we always preach, you know, when you have that opportunity to make a play, you make the play. And I think today on that sack and on the INT or fumble recovery touchdown, I think anytime you can make that happen, it's huge for the team. So, you know, we always talk about momentum as a team, as a defense. So I think to have big plays like that was huge for our team, you know, going forward in the game.
Dean, seven sacks as a collective group defensively. Is it kind of like a feeding frenzy? Once you get it rolling, there's a little momentum to that thing?
I definitely think that sacks are contagious. And I think anytime you see, you know, guys come back like, you know, Clay and Kenny come back and have them back in the game plan, it gives you more confidence to get back to the quarterback. And once you see your guys get there, it makes you want to get one too. So I think to have seven sacks today against a good O-line, that's what we had to do today. And I think that we came through today, and that was a big part of, I think, just winning the game. And it was pretty cool.
Dean, you guys spent as a defense a lot of time on the field today. I mean, how did that factor in into mustering up the energy to get seven sacks, to get a stop when you needed it? How did that factor in?
It was tough, you know, playing a lot there the second half. But we knew that once we made those stops, our offense would come through. And we trusted what we were doing. We were patient, but we kept fighting. So I think once our offense got back in the field in overtime, we had no doubt they were going to score there. So I think just having, you know, belief in our ability to stop them, to keep fighting, and to do what we've been trained to do, and that's what we came through today.
Last thing for you, Dean. You absolutely positively had to win this thing, and you got it done. How does it make you feel, the guys feel? Because this is exactly what had to happen.
This week, I think, is more of just a playoff mentality. And I think, as we know, last year, it came early as well last year, but I think we're used to this. So we enjoy these competitive games, these must-win games, and we come through. So we got a good team next week in Cleveland, and we have some guys coming back from injury, and I think that we're looking good going forward.